Robots Radio presents...
Hi there, and welcome to the Hidden Pixels Podcast, a show exploring those gaming stories you might have missed on your first playthrough. I'm your host, Sebastian Nazaro. In this episode, we're in the Hollow Knight universe, digging deep into the dirt and exploring the kingdom of Hallownest. This was one of the most requested series from our listeners, so I really hope you enjoy this story. Instead of going with some of the more popular side quests, we're actually going to look at one of my favorite characters in the game, Cloth. Your character, the Knight, can find Cloth in various locations if certain actions have been performed beforehand. And once you do, she tells a story of redemption, from cowardly oaf to bruising hero. Going through her entire story is completely worth it, and I'm excited to share it with you. We're also running another giveaway in conjunction with this episode. It'll include a hand-woven plushie, stickers, and more, all from the world of Hollow Knight. Details on how to enter will be after the story, so stick around for that. Okay, let's dive in. The Fungal Wastes, a land of seeping mushrooms, hazy spores, and pungent smells. It was a dangerous place, where entire lakes of acidic liquid could melt a bug in moments. It was dank and dark, even before you consider the bloated, sickly creatures that hide in the shadowy corners. It was the perfect place for someone like Cloth. Cloth was a cicada warrior, named after the woven sack she wore on her head. She was terrified of the floating, bulbous creatures above her, and the screeching large toadstool champions who seemed to be around every corner. She whimpered at each belch and bubble that oozed from the ground. But she had to press on. There was no other option other than pushing forward and taking part in glorious battle. She came into a room in the cavern, dimly lit with a couple of the greenish mushroom creatures lining the other walls. They soon spotted her, scurrying and ready to barrel her over. She swung her large club in a panicked state, knocking the two into the wall with a thud in one blow. They crumpled in a pile at the base of the wall, not moving from the spot. She breathed a sigh of relief. It had been days of fighting these same creatures, and she was tiring out. But she had to press on, exploring even deeper. She had to find a battle worth fighting, a battle worth dying in. But first, she needed some rest. Cloth sat down, back against the slightly oozy wall, and closed her eyes. Just for a second, she thought, and then she'd get back at it. It wasn't long before her head drooped, and she fell fast asleep. It must have been hours later when she awoke. She blinked her eyes open and was startled to see three mushroom creatures in the cavern with her. It took her a moment to process that another small creature was attacking them. He swung a large nail, handling it with ease and gliding seamlessly through the beasts. He was clearly trained in the nail arts, as if he were one of the famous knights of old. It was a mere moment before all three of the creatures were dead on the ground. And the knight stood with his back towards Cloth, cleaning his nail. It was then that doubt began to cloud Cloth's mind. Am I in over my head? Even these shroom creatures almost did me in, and far nastier things await further down. Curse me and my foolish bravado! If I could shed my pride, I'd be asking this tiny warrior for help. The knight finally seemed to notice Cloth, and strode confidently over to her. She brushed herself off and stood straight, trying to make herself look big, confident, and strong. Aha! The tiny steps of a tiny creature. You have the look of an adventurer, so we've much in common. The knight indicated that he was interested in delving deeper into the caverns, in search of something important to him. Searching for dangerous places, eh? Well, you're on the right track. A long-necked critter warned me of a tribe deeper down, warrior sorts, so she says, and I'm itching for some serious combat. The knight gave her a skeptical look, not truly believing that Cloth was interested in finding more dangerous battles. The cicada blushed, but tried to explain herself. I wasn't hiding, you know, just napping before I head off again. Bound to be facing even more deadly beasts soon, so I gotta keep me strength up. But the small knight was understanding. He placed an arm on her large shoulder, barely being able to reach it, and gave a slight nod. Whether it was the dark loneliness of her journey, or some other reason, Cloth found this small bit of friendship reassuring. She felt a warmth emanate from somewhere within her. Keep sharp, my adventurous friend. Stay alive and let's meet on the road ahead. The knight nodded again and then took off, striding confidently down the passage. Cloth regrouped herself. She had to push forward. For her pride, for her little knight, and for Nola. Don't worry, love. I'm coming to you. Crawling. Cloth had been prodded and scratched and beaten and crushed. She could barely see her feet in front of her in this dimmed lighting. She was struggling through Deepnest, the ancient home of the weavers. It was once a proud kingdom, where the weavers carried themselves as equal to the other bugs in the world. Now, Deepnest is a tunnel system filled with some of the most cruel and punishing creatures in existence. Few bugs had ever made it as far as Cloth had. She wanted glorious battle, not terrifying death. She had found an old tramway station that seemed to be empty and sat down against a broken iron bench. Such bad luck, she thought to herself. The critters about here are just terrifying. Those scuttling legs, those gnashing teeth, 'tis not the end I'd ever want to meet. She knew that she had to find vicious, dangerous beasts to battle against. She had to perish in glorious battle, dying in order to be with her beloved Nola again. But she couldn't die like this, torn limb from limb by monstrous creatures, or getting crushed in a cold, dark hole somewhere. Cloth wanted to be with Nola, but she didn't know if she was strong enough to face death. Lost in thought, she didn't notice the small knight approaching from the shadows in front of her. He barely looked winded. In fact, he looked stronger and more agile than before. The knight gave her a concerned look, which told her everything she needed to know about her own appearance. She closed her eyes as he scurried closer to her bench. This whole area swarms with deadly critters, biting, burning, scratching types. I'd thought to test my strength against them. Now that bravado has left me, and all I feel is tired and sore. I'm taking what brief rest I can, then I'm off in search of less terrifying challenge. This nest is no place to die. The knight again placed his arm on her shoulder, and she felt the warmth flow through her. It was the same feeling as before. Not the last time she met the knight, but when she was above ground, when she was together with Nola. It was a comfort in this hideous place. Cloth felt the echo of that warmth even after the knight stepped back. He gave her one last reassuring stare, and then hurried off down the tramway tunnel, swallowed by the darkness. Cloth had the motivation to continue. She would leave Deepnest, with its gnashing and biting inhabitants, and go even further down into the caves. She had heard rumors of strange fiery creatures farther down, and now that could be a battle worth dying for. Slammed her club down, batting the flying creature out of the air and into the dusty ground. The bug exploded in globs of hot orange goop, splattering the walls of the huge cavern with burning substance. Cloth was panting, trying to catch her breath before more found her. She had been smacking these creatures around for hours, and she was beginning to become worn down from the endless waves. She had spent days searching for these creatures, digging deeper and deeper until she reached a place only known as the Abyss. The creatures were relentless, firing those same heated globs at her or lunging with razor-sharp teeth. Cloth was becoming nervous again, panicking at the thought that she may soon be overrun by the beasts. Her technique was becoming sloppy as she waved her club back and forth, exhausted by the effort needed to swing the weapon. And it was then when she heard it, a low rumble coming from the tunnel behind her. She stepped back a few paces, panic continuing to rise. Her heart was pounding in her ears as she tried to lift the club in a ready stance. A glow lit the tunnel, and she soon stood in awe of a swarm of dozens of creatures rounding the bend and flying towards her. It was more than cloth could take. Her constitution failing her, she let the panic take over and buried herself into the dusty ground below. She burrowed as deep as she could, the earth filling in behind her as she dug. The rumbling of the swarm passed by her position, shaking the pebbles and dirt around her. She held her breath, hoping they would pass, but the rumbling continued, searching for her. It would only be a matter of time before they burrowed after her. She braced herself, ready for the pain, ready to be with Nola, when she heard another noise, clashing, squealing, and sputtering. The sound of a battle and a lot of creatures dying. And then, quiet. No more rumbling, no more searching. Cloth slowly unburied herself, embarrassed that she didn't have the fortitude to take part in the glorious battle that must have taken place. I could only hide. What warrior am I? She poked her head out of the ground and unsurprisingly saw the knight standing there, cleaning his nail. Cloth slowly walked over, reluctant to show herself to the knight. My friend, you dealt with all those beasts? I'm ashamed to say, I was hiding. Those ghastly things chased me and I ran. If you hadn't come along, who knows if I'd ever survived. She gulped and became choked up, experiencing conflicting emotions. She was supposed to be a brave warrior, dying a heroic death in order to be with Nola. She had to earn it. But she just couldn't face death. She couldn't stand to be torn apart. She was a coward, and she'd never see Nola again. Others take me for a fearsome warrior, what with my impressive size. But this kingdom's beasts, I wonder if I'm just no match for them. She looked up from the ground, tears welling in her eyes, and she saw the knight staring at her. Him, the small creature, an inspiration. He did it all without hesitation. He did it all without questioning. And now she must do the same. Enough! I cannot wallow in my weakness. I must take strength from your example. You act so confident in battle. You show no fear before your foes. And I'll try my best to do the same. Cloth dried her eyes and rested her heavy club on her shoulder. I look forward to our next contact, tiny savior. Then you'll meet a warrior with courage to match your own. And this time, it was Cloth who ran off, to find a new purpose in life, and a way to meet Nola in death. She had to be just like the knight. Such luck! This tiny one appears at just the right moment, and what masterful skill it shows. As a warrior, it sets a powerful precedent. I do well to learn from its form. Filled with a renewed energy, Cloth understood now that she would reach a glorious end. She would help this knight along in his journey. She would die for his cause. No matter what it be. Fire in her gut, ready to fight, Cloth was a force across the kingdom. She followed the knight, learning from his adventures and battles. She mimicked his traits and his moves. But most of all, she benefited from his bravado. His confidence was infectious, and Cloth was soaking it in as she observed him. She followed the knight all the way over to the queen's gardens in the west, but it was there where she lost him for a bit. She soon noticed how alone she was, with no other creatures in sight. There were always rumors of a group of traitorous mantises who lived out here, plotting destruction against any who were unlucky enough to wander into the area. The foliage was thick, and she started to hear strange scurrying in the brush. She gulped, feeling her panic rise, but instead of rushing to cover or fleeing, she braced herself. It's time! I'll face that fear, and Nola will be proud! She raised her club, ready to bash any mantis who showed their face, when suddenly, the knight popped out of the brush. Cloth yelped back in surprise, but was relieved to see the friendly creature. Ah, tiny warrior, Then you too have come to test yourself against that traitorous tribe. She leaned against her club, calming down now that the adrenaline was leaving her. A deadly bunch they are that roost within these glades. I'd once have stayed clear of them, but your actions have shown me the truth of it. We must face down our fears or be defeated by them. If we both make it through, we could swap stories of our adventures. I look forward to that. She smiled wide at the thought of the future time with her new companion. Stay alive, my friend. Whatever you seek in here, I'm sure that tribe won't look lightly upon our intrusion. And she was off, running past the undergrowth and toward the next clearing. She was no longer alone in the world, and no longer afraid to do what it would take to see Nola. It wasn't long before she found the mantises. Great, hulking warriors. She attacked with gusto and defeated two of them easily. Cloth was ready for glorious battle, for fierce competition. Three more replaced the two that she had defeated, but she easily vanquished those as well. She fought her way to an old building deep into the heart of the gardens. Its faded and fogged windows were still intact, with vines and ivy crawling up its walls. She could hear crashing and clanging coming from within. Slowly she crept to the door, peeking her head inside. In the flittering light coming from the ceiling, Cloth could see the knight battling a mantis. He was holding his own, even if the bug was twice his size. He dodged this way and that, avoiding the creature's razor-sharp arms. But the knight was distracted, and he didn't see the other mantis emerge from the shadows behind him. Cloth didn't even think, rushing past the battle and crushing the mantis in the head, knocking it out cold. The knight defeated the other moments later, leaving them alone for a second. He gave Cloth a look of gratitude, but that moment was interrupted by the entire building shaking violently. From above the two warriors, a large beast crashed to the floor. It was the king of the mantises, the lord of the traitors. He was bigger than Cloth and the knight combined, and he moved at a blindingly fast pace. Cloth couldn't even react before he was attacking the knight with full force. This was it. Cloth realized that this was the moment, the enemy she had been waiting for, the glorious battle. She shook herself from her spot and attacked. Teaming with the knight, they gave the traitor lord a challenge like he had never seen before. Gasping and panting, he was losing steam when he finally swatted the knight back and against the wall. Cloth heard the crunch of the tiny creature hitting the stone, but she also saw her opening. She jumped high to bury her club into the back of the mantis's head. But at the last moment, he turned and held out one of his knife-like arms. Cloth's club came swinging down, crushing the monster's skull and defeating the creature. But she felt drained. Looking down at the arm impaling her chest, she became weightless, floating in the air as her body crashed to the ground. She was translucent, looking down upon her dead self. The knight limped over to her, still shaken from that last hit, and Cloth could barely contain her excitement. Well, that was something, a true battle of mighty warriors. So intense, so climactic, it's really everything I could have hoped for. She swooped down right in front of the knight. Thanks for all of your help, my friend. For a tiny bug, you sent a valiant example. We'll meet again. I'm sure of it. She did it. Glorious battle, a wondrous death. She had done it and was finally going. The knight went to exit the building, but gave the warrior one final look, reluctant to leave. And now it was Cloth to give the reassurance. Be on my way soon. Nola is waiting and I'm done down here. Just savoring the moment a little longer. She had bested the beast and perished in a battle worth dying in. She had earned her place next to Nola, able to rest with her forever. Cloth closed her eyes, finally at peace, and in the lush greens of the Queen's Gardens, she let the light take her over. One glance at Hollow Knight and you may dismiss it as a cartoony platformer without much substance. Let me tell you, ignore those thoughts and go give it a try. The depth in gameplay, setting, and story within this game are some of the best I have ever seen in a series. For me, storytelling via exploration is key to a great game, and that's what Hollow Knight is all about. I love this game and continue to find new things each time I pick it up. Its minimalistic story cues had me running to the wiki time and time again just to see what other secrets I may have missed. It's a lorehound's dream. And then, to round it all out, this game is hard. Time and time again, I found myself restarting a boss or platforming section, only to get a little further on the next run. The game incentivizes you with the ability to learn through your deaths, and it never feels cheap. It makes you earn it if you wish to see all that it has to offer. So go check Hollow Knight out. If you're an adventure junkie like me, you won't be disappointed at all. And if you're already hooked, I hope you liked my portrayal of Cloth. I couldn't help but smile every time I met up with her in the game. She was definitely a friendly face in Deep Nest, and probably the only way I beat the Traitor Lord. R.I.P. Cloth. Hopefully you and Nola are having a great time wherever you are. And now, to our giveaway. Our prize pack is filled with all sorts of Hollow Knight swag and gifts, and it's well worth over $50, and it could be all yours for free. All you have to do is follow us on one of our social media pages. That's Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Hidden Pixels Podcast. And then private message us the word Elderbug. E-L-D-E-R-B-U-G. Elderbug. That's the password. Again, follow us on social media. Private message us. You don't want to make it public because everyone will have the password. Private message us Elderbug to enter. If you don't have social media, you don't want to sign up, you don't want to go through all that trouble, there are more ways to enter. Join our Patreon at the Tested Traveler level and you'll get 3 entries into this contest and every other contest in the future. Plus, you'll get a bunch of other benefits, like your name on our website and a character named after you in one of our upcoming stories. Or go above and beyond. Join the Patreon and message me the password and get all of the entries. I hope you consider entering, because I really enjoy putting these giveaways together. All entries must be submitted by July 22nd, and that's at 12 noon Eastern in the US. And I'll announce the winner on our next episode. Speaking of which, we're leaving the big city and we're taking up farming in our next story. We're going to visit yet another one of my favorite games, Stardew Valley. And I have one last shout out, and that's to Air Empty, who left us a review on iTunes. Air Empty, or you signed the review Woken Warrior 92. Thank you so much for leaving a 5-star review. It means so much to hear your kind words, and I really appreciate you taking the time to write them down. If you guys also want to show your support, write an iTunes review. It really helps me keep this podcast going. And that's it. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. This episode of the Hidden Pixels podcast was written, recorded, and produced by me, Sebastian Azaro. All episode music information can be found in the show notes or on our website, hiddenpixelspodcast.com. If you like what you heard, please consider showing your support on our Patreon page at patreon.com/hiddenpixelspodcast. Every bit helps to continue to share these hidden stories. And if you like what you heard, or even if you didn't, please rate and review the show on any major podcast streaming platform. And find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as Hidden Pixels Podcast. Or on our Discord channel, where we're continuing the stories after the story. Links to all are in our show notes as well. And as always, thanks for listening.
Hello.
Hi.
Do you like bad movies?
Do you find yourself defending bad movies, saying things like, well, the soundtrack was okay, or the costumes were pretty fun?
From the previous hosts of It's Not That Bad podcast, we bring you Fresh Tomatoes, the movie podcast, from Simone LaRue and Chad Akovitz.
Every week, we review 2 movies that did not do well critically, but we say, hey, there are some nice things about them. Maybe Rotten Tomatoes was wrong.
Maybe they're all fools, and you should watch these movies regardless. We'll also talk about scenes that could have saved it, and we'll often refer to Simone's cats because they're amazing and adorable, and we love them.
And at the end of each review, we will tell you whether we would watch this movie again, or in what circumstances we would recommend you watch this movie.
So, join us on July 9th for the first drop of our main episode, and then 2 days later for our drop of our minisodes.
And on Robots Radio Podcast Network. Come see us on July 9th. We love you so much already.
Bye!
Rated M for mature.
Because we don't believe in scripted advertisements, we're gonna do this raw.
I'm regretting this decision.
No, you're not. This is the DL, Weekly Gaming News. There's nothing to regret here, because it's your source for everything in the gaming world. Every week, we bring it to you, unscripted, unfiltered. That's why it's rated M for mature, right, Brenna?
Among many, many other reasons.
I am one of your hosts, Jameson.
And as he already said, I am Brenna, the other glorious part to this quality podcast.
You can find us every week wherever you listen to your podcasts at DL Gaming News. And you can also find us on Instagram and Twitter if you want some gaming news in your social media feed every day at DL Gaming News.
And you can find us individually if you really, really, truly want to see our faces. I am at DL underscore Mother Goose.
And I'm at DL Jameson. And this was an advertisement. Go fuck yourselves.
In a world where solid-state electronics and vacuum tubes are still meta, people never stop loving atomic-powered everything. A chosen 500 stepped inside a subterranean vault to be spared the nuclear horror of the inevitable Great War. 25 years later, they emerge after the fallout settles to retake Appalachia. Among them, two former rivals whose blood feud will tear West Virginia apart and their epic struggle for survival. Chad, a vault bro who has a strength of 15, an intelligence of 2, and is a complete wasteland dickhead. Simon, a complicated anti-hero who chooses light and hope, but accidentally becomes a cannibal and wakes up naked and afraid with a Scorch Beast queen after a date goes terribly wrong. What? I mean, it's a wild wasteland, right? This dark humor radio drama will have you driving off the road and crawling out from under the fallout. Two men. One wasteland. And so many nukes. Chad, a Fallout 76 podcast, rated R, now streaming on your holotape player podcasty thing.